No sponsors, RTR FM.
Fitter. Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Despite being banned from manufacturing in 2003, asbestos materials and products remain in many houses and buildings around Western Australia today. Exposure to asbestos can cause a variety of different health issues, so it's important to understand how to effectively manage and remove any asbestos in your home and to understand the risk that storms can pose in damaging asbestos. Joining us today, we've got Perina Otness from the Department of Health's Environmental Health Team to talk to us about the dangers of asbestos. Welcome, Perina, and thanks for joining us on The Record this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So how common is it for buildings and houses in Western Australia to have asbestos materials or products?
Well, it's actually quite common for homes that were built up until the late 1980s. The kind of common places you might find asbestos, other than the sort of obvious asbestos cement fencing or asbestos cement roof panelling, is also things like the backing paper on linoleum products if they're still in place or if they're in place and covered over by new flooring materials, backing boards and meter boxes, and also the eaves, the cement eaves, fibre cement eaves that sit around even brick and tile homes might have been asbestos cement panels if they were installed, you know, somewhere before the mid-1980s.
So still something that is quite common. What health issues can be developed from asbestos exposure?
Well, the main types of health issues that arise and we've seen from sort of even some heavy-duty occupational exposures are diseases like lung cancer, asbestosis, which is, if not a cancer, it's a fibrosis of the lung, pleural parts and mesothelioma. The one of most concern for the community, I guess, is mesothelioma. And the reason why that's a bit more of a concern is that it's associated with slightly less exposure than the sort of very big occupational exposures that can occur, that had occurred in the past. So even sort of more short-term duration exposure to fibres, airborne fibres, might lead to mesothelioma.
So is all asbestos that is found in the houses or buildings a health hazard?
That's an interesting question to put to a scientist, whether something is a hazard or a risk, because we're very specific about what these terms mean. So from that perspective, from that sort of science perspective, I guess asbestos is always a hazard. And it's good to think of it that way because then you don't become complacent about it. But it is a well-controlled hazard if it's bonded still within the cement matrix or other matrix that contains those asbestos fibres. So it's a controlled hazard to that point. But you do then potentially have a health risk if you get exposed to airborne fibres, which can happen if you do things like cut, drill or sand through asbestos products or start doing renovation work where you're like pulling up linoleum or creating a sort of a dusty kind of environment. So always important to know it can be dangerous and not to do those things that could lead to an increase in exposure.
So for people who are kind of concerned if they have asbestos in their house or they know that they do, how would you go about safely removing asbestos products from a house or a building?
Okay, well, there's quite a number of precautions that you need to take, and also there's quite a bit of legislation in place for asbestos control. So the best thing really to do is to get a licensed removalist to come in and to do the work for you, whether it's a minor renovation job or whether it's a sort of a full asbestos removal job. When you're hiring someone, you do need to make sure that they're licensed for the asbestos removal work that is being done. And you can ask what work methods they're going to use and how they're going to, you know, minimise dust while they do their work. You can also ask to look at their removal control plan. And it's always a good idea, I tell people, to have a look at the work area immediately following the completion of the work and clear up any issues around cleanup of any dust or debris that might be left behind from the work, making sure that that's all done properly. You can still legally remove small amounts of asbestos yourself, but I would only do that if you understand what you need to do. There is an e-learning program available from the Cancer Council website, which I can recommend, which was developed with Department of Health, that can sort of walk you through what precautions you need to take. You do really need to mainly avoid any activities that will break down the asbestos products into breathable dust.
So what should you do if you found out that you've been sort of exposed to asbestos, if you are surrounded by people that are removing it, or you're trying to remove it yourself in that sense?
Yeah, and then that can happen if perhaps you didn't know that the product you were removing was asbestos and you've accidentally used a power tool or something on it. Now, those brief exposures may not lead to any disease at all. So it's not necessarily that you get exposure, you get disease. Risk of disease is very much related to your exposure over a long period of time. So if you've had a one-off exposure like that, there's not a lot you can do, and it may mean that there's nothing to worry about at all. The risk of disease is still quite low at that point. So the only thing really to do is just to avoid any future exposure. You know, you're now aware and alert to the hazard, so make sure that your lifetime exposure stays low, and therefore your risk of getting any disease remains still very low.
So if you're just exposed to it sort of very briefly, it should be okay as long as you're not exposing yourself to it all the time in that sense. So I want to know if our listeners out there are unsure and concerned about whether they have asbestos in their own house, what do you recommend they should do in that scenario?
Well, pretty much if you don't know if something is asbestos, don't start working on it at all. So if you suspect, do not do any work, or assume if you suspect that it might be asbestos, assume that it is an asbestos-containing product. But the best thing to do if you're not sure is contact a licensed removalist who can probably, you know, have a look and sample for you. You can, if you're doing any major renovation work, I would suggest, especially if you're sort of not familiar with what products contain asbestos, maybe getting a building survey done to see what asbestos is there, or again, go through some of our online learning packages and information to work out what kind of products might be suspicious. You can even, like, something people may not think about is when you're purchasing a home and you ask for a building inspection, you can actually ask to include, the inspection to include what asbestos products are in that home so that you have a record of that. But obviously if you bought a home, that's a bit too late, but not too late to get someone in to have a look around your home and say and tell you what are the asbestos products if you have trouble identifying them yourself.
And where do you think people can go to find out more information about asbestos, or if they are concerned about asbestos in the home as well?
Okay, well, if they're homeowners, they can visit our Healthy WA website. So if you just visit Healthy WA and search asbestos, we have a number of articles in there about people who might want to be looking at renovating or people who just want information about the hazards of asbestos. If you want to test any products in your home to see if they contain asbestos, you can do that. You can contact the National Association of Testing Authorities, or NATA, which will list all the accredited laboratories that can do testing. And also, as I mentioned before, on the Cancer Council website, there's a training package called No Asbestos and DIY. So if you're thinking of doing any small work, or you want to know what precautions there are, it's a good idea to put yourself through that little training package.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Record this morning. I've learned heaps about asbestos and, of course, the exposure to asbestos and staying safe yourself. And if you are also touching it around the home or in buildings as well, making sure that somebody else either does it for you, or if you are unsure, as you were saying, to get professional help in that area as well. So thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks again for having me.
That was Perina Otness from the Department of Health's Environmental Health Team chatting to us about the dangers of asbestos. And as Perina said, check out Healthy WA's asbestos page and the National Association of Testing Authorities, also known as NATA. It's an accredited laboratories website where you can check out all of the information about what we've talked on the program today. There's also the No Asbestos and DIY. If you are a homeowner and wanting to look if there is asbestos in your house or seeking professional help in that matter, that is on the Cancer Council website there as well. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show before I pass on to Jim and Nick on Mortgage Mag. But right now I have a track from Blue Tile Lounge, WA local producers. This is their track, Easterly, on RTRFM 92.1. Keep it locked to the Sound Alternative.